All righty, Tom. Thanks for stopping by this morning. Chuck in Lancaster, New York, W2EM. Chuck, push the fun button.
Good morning. My dad got a TV about 1950. I remember I watched What Do You Do With Each Other? And I'm so lucky to get one of the first things out there. I remember he was a marionette, and I remember he had 48 freckles, one for each skate beat at that time. So, yeah, that's going back a ways. That was about 5 years old then. Back to that, W2EM.
It's pretty cool some of the stuff they did in the background that we found out later. The 48 freckles, that sort of thing, on a marionette. Have a good one, Chuck. Justin, heading over to Australia, some thousands of miles away. VK2JEH, good evening to you, Justin.
And good morning to you, VK2JEH. Well, born in 1971, Australian television back then, so in my area, it was only like two channels. So anyway, the first thing I remember seeing was Sesame Street. Of course, there was other shows that came along, Brady Bunch. And also, we had a few localised things like Play School. But the thing that really stuck to me was when we saw In Search Of, or it was actually rebadged, called The Great Mysteries of the World, and produced by local presenter, but was actually In Search Of and narrated by Leonard Nimoy. Yeah, great show. And later on in life, I actually got the DVD box set of it. I loved it that much from back then. So that reminds me of some good old TV from when I was a kid. Back to you, VK2JH.
All right, Justin. Oh, yeah, Bert and Ernie, Cookie Monster. I liked Cookie Monster because I liked my cookies as a kid, you know, with a big glass of milk. Have a good one, Justin. Tracy in North Carolina, K4OXN. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning. First, I would have to go with, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea and Sea Hunt. And our favorite evening show was watching Red Skeleton. That was something else. Other than that, I got a good copy on y'all here, and I'm in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. So I'll send it back to y'all. And thank you for having us.